Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy here doing the purging and the organizing and shoveling. Hey, being here in the Chicagoland area, yeah, tonnage of snow. And I've been a trooper out there every day getting my exercise. So it's time. It is. It's time to do the Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Show. This is your host, Carol Ann Parisi. I want to thank you for joining me today. And, you know, let's do a little bit of Yasha prayer for us. Let's go to the throne because, wow, we have got a crazy stuff going on in our country, and we need to pray for reconciliation and peace, love, and empowerment. So let us, oh God, say, Abba Daddy, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your protection and your provision, and we ask for wisdom and discernment. God, we ask that you expose all the truth. This trial is craziness. And yes, there were people that did some stupid things. You can't blame somebody for somebody else's behavior. You can only take self-responsibility for your own behavior. And that is where we're starting to miss some of the more intelligent and logical and empowering things. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Been doing a lot of studying, lots of studying, going through the library. I am so excited. I'll be able to share so many things with y'all. There's going to be so many books and things to share and some really old school, old school knowledge. You know, I've got something by... Ledbetter, you know, and I've got the Motivation Manifesto, which go to YouTube, man. That is such a great thing. Got the Tipping Point by Gladwell and John Maxwell, The Winning Attitude, Leadership, lots of leadership. Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, we've just got so many great things here. And, you know, good old Og Mandino. Og is great. Norman Vincent Peale. Got Og Mandino, the greatest salesman in the world. Fabulous. Old school. You know, get back to some of that old school greatness. You know, it's really time for us to become personally responsible for our own behavior, our own thoughts, our own attitudes, our own emotions. And for the Senate to blame the president because these people chose to go ahead and do something that they shouldn't have done, like break in. I mean, and then there's the herd mentality. People, you know, we all got, I was thinking, gosh, you know, if I was there, I wonder if I would have bought into the crazy mentality too. Because it's like you're excited. It's like, oh, let's go in. Oh, yeah, all right. I mean, you know, so you got to be smart and be wise, but you can't be blaming somebody for what other people did. So let's be personally responsible. And another great thing to be personally responsible for is, how about our health? Because, you know, health is really, really important. It is awesome to have good health and vitality. Believe me, over the past few months here, I've been doing a lot of stuff around the house, and I've lost weight. I wouldn't have been able to shovel if I wasn't healthy. You know, it really gives you, you know, you got to get healthy, be healthy, exercise, get on some good programs, eat healthy food, Yeah, I mean, good health is totally important. And here's some golden rules of health by Dr. Jack Richardson. And stop putting poisons into your body. It takes 5 to 7 times the normal amount of nutrition to rebuild and repair to maintain. Okay? I'll repeat that again. It takes 5 to 7 times the normal amount of nutrition to rebuild, repair, and then to maintain. So don't put the poisons in. Garbage in, garbage out. Isn't that something giga? Giggo? I mean, it's kind of like a computer thing, right? It says here, nothing heals in human body in less than 3 months. And you've got to add 1 month for every year. Some really powerful information. And this was from My Nature Sunshine Days, which is a fabulous company. Maybe I'll get back into that network marketing company because they were more product-driven, which is awesome and very empowering to people. Nature Sunshine Products out of Utah, been around for a very long time. But how amazing. Nothing heals in the human body in less than 3 months. Add 1 month for every year. So if you've had a, you know, if you've had an issue for like 10 years, it's going to take you over a year to heal. So don't, if your herbalist tells you take these herbs and if you expect a miracle overnight, you're not going with the natural law of things, okay? So that's just one of the rules. And have all moderation in all things. Make peace with nature. Yes, nature's awesome. Get out in nature. It's great to be out shoveling snow. Beautiful out there. Live closer to God. Absolutely. Take responsibility for yourself and your health. Trust me, this I just picked up. It wasn't something I studied. Personal responsibility. Personal responsibility for yourself and your health. You know, if you're taking actions on things, then you should be accountable for the actions that you're taking. Pretty basic, pretty simple, timeless truth. Eat as much raw foods as possible. Exercise regularly and rest. Exercise regularly the rest of your life. Yes, exercise. Exercise is fabulous. Moving is a good thing. Practice and learn to understand completely Herring's Law of Care. All cure starts from within out, from head down in reverse orders as symptoms has appeared. And that's Herring's Law of Care. And that's actually from one of my herbal things from back in my health a la carte days. I had a business called Health a la Carte and became a certified herbalist. Fabulous stuff. Loved it. Helped a ton of people lose weight, get healthy. And that's always been a very important passion because the number one thing in your life is your health. If you don't have your health, you really don't have anything. So, and if you've got good health, you're blessed. So personal responsibility in all things, in your health, in your finances, in your thoughts, your emotions, your attitudes. Stop letting people just say, oh, blame this person. Stop blaming people. Be personally responsible. So empowering. So much more empowering than to say, well, you know, oh, Trump made me do it. No, he didn't. The devil made me do it. No, he didn't. It's like the oldest trick in the book. Like, you know, God, the woman you gave me, she made me eat it. Well, what's the matter with you, Adam? You could have said no. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I F up, I F up. And I do quite a bit. I'll be honest. I make some stupid choices sometimes. It happens to everybody. But those health tips are great. And take your health very seriously. Eat healthy, eat raw. I've been doing a lot of kale chips. I know they're not raw, but, man, they're really good. Kale chips, it's for the crunch. Also, they've got these broccoli bites. Trader Joe's has them. Trader Joe's has dehydrated, crispy, crunchy okra. only be eating potatoes. Just eat those kind of things. They're natural. They're healthy. They're so much better for your body. Better to eat raw, but sometimes you like, you know, like the popcornish kind of thing. That's just better for you anyway. And got the cauliflower bites by Rhythm Foods. Rhythm Foods have got some really good stuff. But, yeah, I've lost a ton of weight, been moving a ton by shoveling by default, and staying low-carb, pretty much keto foods. I mean, I kind of went off the wagon, you know, yesterday, but going off the wagon is stuff like these grain-free granola, caramel pecan. I mean, it's really good. It's good, good, good. I mean, it still only has 6 carbs. So, you know, it's sweetened with coconut sugar, though, and been gnashing on those a little bit and eating a little more nuts than maybe I should, but still not bad. Those Somersault Sunflower Seed Crunchy Bites are delicious. Rhythm Foods, as I said, too, they make great kale chips. They have the organic cauliflower bites. I also believe they also have the broccoli bites. Trader Joe's does broccoli bites, too. And very delicious. Trader Joe's has the broccoli florets, crispy broccoli florets. Very good. I think Rhythm Foods does them too. Rhythm has got some great food. So eat healthy. Be personally responsible. Pray. Get out in nature. Be grateful for the little things. You know, I'm doing this today because I committed to myself to do this show, and I've been really stupid busy. And I said, I haven't done this in a while, and I pay for it. So, I mean, and I don't want to make this all about this crazy impeachment circus. This is a circus. They're trying to get this man never to run for office again because in their perception, he's dangerous because he thinks like most people do. Hey, let's have a good government, you know, do your thing. Take care of our national security, you know, be cool, and leave me the F alone. Don't tax me where I can't start a business. Don't, you know, preclude me from my freedom of speech. As long as I'm within those boundaries of not threatening someone or screaming fire in a theater, yes, there are certain boundaries. But, you know, some of the things that they're trying to allude to are just egregious and wrong. So I don't want to get too political. We know thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Our vibe attracts our tribe. And we have to be that change. And if we actually go ahead and deploy these principles, be personally responsible for our own thoughts, our attitudes, and our behavior, yes, you have toxic people around them, get rid of the garbage. You get toxic people around you, you don't need them in your life. If they're not benefiting you, and I'm not saying, you know, sympathetically benefiting you, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having good friends that play the accountability game. That's pretty cool. But when your friends just beat up on you for no reason, those aren't friends. They're in-laws. Okay? This is Carol Ann Parisi. Just be positive. Think positive. Do positive. I found a great scripture the other day, and I put a great big heart around it, and it's Psalm 145. I'm sorry, 143:10, and this is from the New Living Translation, and it says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me forward on firm footing. You know, we got to trust in more than our own thoughts and attitude. There is a higher power, and we have to press into that, especially during very challenging times. And no one believes that, that higher power, that God, that creator of the multiverse is with us and is there to lead us and guide us and show us his way. We have to be responsible to him, and we got to be silent too. And we got to spend time with God. And it's really important that we do. It's really important that turn off the television, especially now. turn off your own mind sometimes too. Turn on some good, peaceful music. Pray and breathe in and, you know, go on YouTube. Some of those books I mentioned are fabulous. I'll be doing some deeper dive. I'm just kind of got stuff all over. I'm getting all kinds of things prepped up for these shows. Tonnage, actually. Tonnage on wellness, mental wellness, COVID tips. But I like that one I just found that, you know, I forgot. That's right. It takes 3 months to heal. And then for every, you know, for every year, it's an extra month. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's really, really amazing stuff. And that was from my herbal days a long time ago. And I love that. All care starts from within out. From head down, reverse order, symptoms have appeared. Nothing heals in the human body in less than 3 months. Add 1 month for every year. Kind of cool. Believe that you can, and you can. Believe that you will, and you will. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 104. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. So have faith. Believe in the good. Be the good. Stay positive. And I love this. There's a food map diet here from Costco. Diet short-term test to determine if someone's intolerant. And it's not really, it's FODMAP, F-O-D-M-A-P. FODMAP's highs and lows. Examples of FODMAP, FOD ratings. High FODMAP. So if you're allergic, like highest is apples, garlic, legumes, onions, wheat, lowest cucumbers, eggs, fats, oils, kale, lettuce, meats, tomatoes. FODMAP foods from Costco. It says here, according to Stanford University Medical Center, low FODMAP diet handout, FODMAPs could be found in everyday foods and dishes made with them. For instance, they're in watermelon, berries, chickpeas, beans, broccoli, soy-based products, all dairy products, honey, agave, avocados, peaches, cherries, barley, rye mushrooms, pistachios, cashews, and cauliflower. Oh, those are all the things I eat. So, I mean, it's pain, so it gives you gastrointestinal distress. It doesn't affect everyone. It says, what if you had dietary intolerance to apples, broccoli, tomatoes, avocados, cauliflower, bread, or garlic? Many people do. If you suffer gastrointestinal symptoms such as gas, bloating, cramping, diarrhea, sometimes constipation, you're not alone. Millions have these symptoms. FODMAP is an acronym standing for fermentable oligosaccharides, fructans, and galactans, disaccharides, lactose, monosaccharides, fructose, and polyols, sugar alcohols. FODMAPs are naturally occurring short-chain carbohydrates, sugar, and fiber found in plant and dairy foods. Fruit can be high or low. FODMAPs, for instance, a banana has less than a mango. Physician and dietitian Dr. Amy Burkhardt, a Costco member, says the most common offenders are garlic, onions, wheat, apples, lactose-containing foods. FODMAPs can pull water into the intestinal tract and are fermented by the gut bacteria, creating excess gas. So there you go. A little bit of FODMAPs you could test. And we gave you some of those foods. That was from your health in Costco from August of 2020. So, yeah, I got all these articles I save. I love to share stuff, and I do give credit where it's due. And I don't know. Very crazy. It's very concerning, though, that Twitter and Facebook have banned people from being on their platform, certain people, but keep the terrorists. And I don't get it. Very confused. But anyway, remember, you cannot change what you don't confront. And you can be the change. Create your ideal life. Bring the truth to people. Awaken to consciousness. Be inspired. Awaken to timeless truths. And Love the voice of truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. I thank you for joining me on this quickie show today. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And love you. And again, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this country. Lead us, guide us, touch us in everything we do. Show us what we need to do. And we trust in you, God. We trust in you because we have faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And we can't be fearful. And we have to just trust in that intrinsic being in us. God in us is the only hope of glory. So I am stupid tired. So if I sound stupid tired, it's because I am. But I hope I shared some great info with you today. This is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Peace, love, freedom, truth. How about tons of truth, okay? And pray, pray constantly. Get on our knees. Keep praying for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for Joe Biden. God, help him. Help him. Oh, God. God, expose all the truth. Expose the truth. You are the source of everything. And everything comes from you, God. And all of our needs are met at every moment of time and point of space. God, you give us all a divine surplus and overflow of wisdom, knowledge, prolific, everything. And God, thank you for America. And thank you for our president. Bless President Biden and expose the haters and the fakers who they are everywhere, God. Expose the truth. And, God, thank you. Thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi, very tired Carol Ann Parisi. The Lord will bless us and keep us, and he will keep his face shined upon us, and he will give us every good and wonderful thing, and he will protect us. He will be gracious unto us, and he will shine his face towards us. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yishmael. And I don't know it all in Hebrew, so that's where I'm going to end it today. So peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Empowerment Radio. Catch you back here next time. We're going to end with a little peace of mind with Boston. Ciao, ciao for now, man. Thanks for joining me. Carol Ann saying ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Yeah, be the change you wish to see. Be well, be blessed, be free.